434-1790. Give us a call and participate in the program. Talking about... okay, all right. Well, but before we go and take our first call, let's take our first call. We're going to bring Johnny Buran in shortly. Hello, welcome, Mason and Guest. Hello, welcome.
Hi, good night, Andrew.
Hey, how are you? How is Jason Holden's biggest fan?
I am great, and I think that he is great, too.
Mm, great.
Anyway, I want to look at two things with you tonight,
sure,
Andrew.
Sure.
Now, after the first match, Mr. Pollard said, the youngsters, and that jump out at me, needs to be more consistent.
Yes.
So I am using that to him tonight. What about the oldsters? Because they didn't show any consistency either that the youngsters should follow. Right? I can leave that. I can leave that there. No, there's a problem with playing the spin. Right? No, Hetmer and Chase, they're two that can play the spin.
Right.
I am anxiously awaiting to see their performance against the spinner that got the seniors looking like King Cutters or King Hole Diggers. You know, I can't really believe that in 2021 that men that was around the circuit so long could be getting out the stumps, getting hit. This all can, they just can't handle it.
No.
Andrew?
No, they can't.
These is your big fish.
Yeah, the big guns.
You redeeming for all kinds of reasons. Now, I know here Hendrick saying that Holder Daco on the Zimbabwe tour, so he should be sanctioned for that. And these other fellas do all kinds of indiscretions, you know. And even now when them all agree, you're still going back for them, you know. These are the things that just annoy me.
Oh, dear.
You know, the premise of justice is that it must not only be done, it must seem to be done.
Yes, that's
and
true.
Right now, there's an injustice in the West Indies cricket. Right now, Andrew. And you, Amanda, always pushing politics in it.
Politics?
Somehow you can't push in that now.
Oh, really? Politics?
Yeah.
I'm not into politics, so you know that. Who told you about that, my...
Well, you know, there's two things I know. Sports and politics. That's the only two I know. Ain't no nothing else.
Are we from the same party?
If?
Are we from the same party?
We?
Yes.
We from the same island.
Well, that's why you're David Ellis' favorite caller. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
You have a good night.
All right, good. Let's take another call before we bring in Johnny Buran. Hello, welcome, Mason and Guest.
Hello, good night, sir.
Good night to you. How are you?
Yes, not bad, sir.
Talk to
Mr.
me.
Mr. Mason.
Yes.
I see we are pushing to replace Holder with Craig Braffett. You know, last time...
Some people.
Yes, sir. You know, last time that happened, it caused Sean to fall... Not Shana Paul, Sawan to retire very early. You know, Sawan was injured and Gail took over.
Right.
And then the players and everybody pushed for Gail.
Right.
And Sawan went clean out of cricket. We got to be careful.
So you would stay with Holder then, caller?
I would still let Holder
to captain. All right. Would
this
you?
This is the same Craig Braffett we were killing, you know.
Right.
That we were saying we're no good captain.
Right, right.
Yes, he had one good season there. There's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
Let me give back Holder something. And if everything, we have Craig Braffett to fall back on.
Right, right.
But don't throw away Holder.
Don't throw away Holder at all.
Throw away Holder and Braffett together.
Right, I see.
You understand what I'm saying?
I understand you clearly, sir.
Well, right. You continue with your show.
Yes.
And
do you listen? Do you listen to the show a lot, caller? You get a chance to listen?
So regular that I can't even remember.
You're like Keith.
I was listening to you even when you was on the other show on the other station.
Oh yes, that was then. That was then. Best in Mason.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, in fact, Carla was supposed to join me tonight, but I don't know. Maybe he went to sleep with the fowls. But
I listened to many of those shows.
Yes, indeed.
And I like that the good doctor.
Yes,
I like how.
Yes.
I love to hear him.
Very calm, man.
I love
man.
To hear that doctor.
Yes.
And I love to hear Fazer.
Yeah, Fazer. Yes, Fazer is a good man.
give you what is straight up, yes, whether they're being criticized or not.
Yes, yes, yes.
And what I've got to tell you, though, something.
Yes.
I like when you say that men are on the fence, but some of them might think you are behind the fence. Oh, you like that, sir?
Well, in fact, what that did just now was to bring Doc a little further in his study. He was doing something, and when you said that, his smile was as broad as Bridgetown.
Yes, I love to hear. You see, I followed the Doc also when he was president
yes,
of another association.
Yes, the Bodybuilders Association. Followed, yes.
Yes.
Yes, and then he was voted out. And then he was voted out of voting no confidence.
Yes, it got to happen sometime. don't care if somebody got replaced here.
I know.
I want those people that are going to get replaced.
Right.
Give those who replace them the support.
Right, right, right.
That's all I ask.
Beautiful.
And you continue your show.
Well, I want
to listen as often as I can.
I want to thank you for your contribution. One quick thing, though. What part of Barbados are you calling from?
I am calling from Christchurch.
You sure? You hesitating. Are you sure you're home?
I'm calling from Christchurch.
You up in Enterprise by Ian Bradshaw. Thanks for your contribution.
I know Braddy.
Yes,
and
good
Braddy
man.
Braddy knows me.
Yes.
And Braddy's know me.
He's a good man. All right.
I know Garner, and Garner know me.
Good so man.
Okay.
Good man from Enterprise.
And continue.
Right.
All right.
Thanks for supporting Mason and Guest. Let's take another call. Can we 434-1790? Hello, welcome, Mason and Guest. Hello, welcome. Don't listen to your radio. Talk to us. Hello.
Good night, Andrew.
Good night to you, sir. Talk to us. You listen to your radio. Don't listen. Yes.
I just want to say that Bravo is going to be key to the West Indies doing well in the One Day International.
Okay.
Yeah, I think. And they also have him to bat at number 3 in my test team as well.
Oh, number 3. Okay. So you like Bravo?
I can give you my top 6.
Okay, fair enough. Your top 6, are you going to give me a team? Which team? Is this the test team you're giving me?
Yes, this is the test team.
Oh, the test team.
My captain.
So, Craig, Brathwaite, your captain. Continue.
Yes. John Campbell.
Campbell. Brathwaite and Campbell.
Bravo at 3.
Bravo at 3.
Kyle Mears at 4.
Mears at 4.
Bonner.
Bonner at 6.
Blackwood.
5. Uh-huh. Who's
Blackwood
after
Bonner? Blackwood at 6.
Blackwood at 6. Uh-huh.
Jason Hold at 7.
So Holder gets into the side, but not captain.
No.
Okay. That's interesting.
De Silva.
That's the keeper.
Joseph. Gabriel.
Mm-hmm.
And Cornwall. Yeah.
So it's Joseph, Gabriel, and Cornwall. So that's your 11.
Yeah.
Okay, interesting 11. Thanks for your contribution, caller. All right, 43417. Let's go to Johnny Moran there, who is in... Johnny, are you in India looking at the pitch?
Not quite, Andrew. Never.
All right. Now, Richard Puff Edwards said the pitches were very, very bad. He said they were horrible. Did you agree with that, the assessment of the former West Indies fast bowler?
I think it would be very easy for everybody from an English persuasion to criticize the pitches in India. But the bottom line was that India had a stronger side that was suited to those conditions, and England didn't have the spin capability to compete. And I think it would be churlish of us to sort of complain over the pitches, but you don't want test pitches finishing in 2 days and 3 days, as we saw in the course of that series. When it was a lot flatter and when the pitch took a while for turn to take place, like in the first test when England won, you know, England were very successful in those conditions. But I think it's churlish to blame the pitches. We don't really want to see those caliber of pitches, I don't think, in international cricket across the board.
I see. Now, you've been paying some attention to the Sri Lanka West Indies series. You're doing some work, making big money, I'm told.
Huge money, Andrew, as you can imagine. Yes, I've been covering it for Flow Sports. It's been great fun, I have to say. And it was an extraordinary T20 series.
I see. And your assessment of some of the big guns, I mean, Gale and Fidel Edwards played two matches and got dropped. Gale, only 29 runs in three matches. Are you concerned?
Yeah, it's difficult. I think we're going to reach a turning point as far as Chris Gayle is concerned. You've got 15 matches to go before now and the T20 World Cup. He's obviously got the IPL season to come. There's a Caribbean Premier League season to come as well. And I think it's at this stage where the selectors, and perhaps Chris Gayle, will make a decision on whether he's going to continue through to compete in that competition later on in the year. It's an interesting one. He's been such a fantastic servant for the West Indies. It'd be interesting to see, you know, what both the selectors decide to do and what the player himself decide to do, and which particular direction the selectors decide to go in, or whether you know Chris Gayle says, right, well, this is time to bow out. Whether you need to make that decision now, there are still 15 matches to go before the tournament starts, and there are two major franchise tournaments to come. We'll have to wait and see.
Let's go to Jamaica and talk to Franklin Rose. Frankie, what has been the reaction in Jamaica, to Christopher Gayle coming back into the side? He's failed. What are they saying there? Lots of support there in Jamaica for good old Chris Gayle? Frankie?
No, unfortunately, no.
Really?
They think it's time for him to walk away and leave it to the youngsters. Yes.
Say that again.
It's good to leave the game before the game.
So say that again, Frankie. You were saying in Jamaica they're not supporting Chris Gayle? Is that what you're saying? I'm hearing you right.
Jamaicans support you when you're doing well.
Right.
Put it that way. If you don't know Jamaica, they support you when you're doing well. So they think it's time, you know, for Gayle to, you know, take his sweater and go down to Fine Leg and sit down.
Oh.
Yep. Jamaicans support you when you're doing well. And they think... Gayle's innings is coming to an end. You know, he has served his country and his nation very well. So I think it's time for him as well to, you know,
to go to Fine Leg.
Call it a day. You know, he has broken all the records. You know,
cricket is
a funny game. You know, it might come in the IPL and the CPL and
right.
Give us another outstanding performance. At 41, you know, I think his body, you know, cannot take anymore. I'm a very good friend of Gayle. I'm not bashing him, but you know, I'm not sure, because there's a lot of money in the game. You know, he's still trying to hang on, but he has made a lot of money out of the game.
Right, so yes, indeed. Yes.
I think it's time for him to... give someone else a chance. He has done it all. He has broken all the records.
Yes, indeed.
And I think it's time to go enjoy.
Frankie, what about Fidel Edwards? What do you think about him? But would you play him?
Fidel, it's been happy to see him back. I'm always disappointed with the selectors not picking Fidel in all three formats.
Oh,
he's one of the most aggressive bowlers West Indies has ever seen. No disrespect to Malcolm Marshall or Michael Olin or those guys. But, you know, he has missed out a lot on West Indies cricket. And I think they should have played him a lot more.
Okay.
Why pick him, oh, he's 39-year-old? Why picking him so late? Good to see him back. He's still bowling gas. And, you know, he has missed out a lot. I'm very disappointed with the selectors not picking him over the years. But... it's good to see him back.
Good to see him back.
I wish him all the best.
All right. Okay. Stay with us. We've got another couple of minutes left in the show. 4341790. We'll try and sneak another call or so in. Let's go to you, Mally. We're looking behind you. I'm seeing some pictures there. What are those pictures behind you? Is there one of your dad there behind you? Mally?
Yeah.
Okay.
Two of my favorite cricketers. Kirtley Ambrose. Obviously, Viv Richards. One of my favorite people, Bob Marley.
Bob Marley.
Yeah, my sister and my cousin, yeah.
Yes. So
just legendary people.
Legendary people, yes. So the only one missing there is Ian Bradshaw then, huh?
Yeah.
No, before we go though, Marley, it's really good. You're going to be on air tomorrow doing some commentaries. I know you're looking forward to that.
Yeah.
What's the relationship like with your dad? What's the relationship like with your dad?
Oh, we have a good relationship. I wouldn't say it's a great relationship like Tony the Tiger, but we're good. Mm-hmm. I mean, we speak pretty much 3-4 times a week. Mm-hmm. We talk about all sorts of things. We catch up. It's a good relationship.
Oh, yes. And I mean, is there a lot of pressure, you know, in your life? You know, the son of such a great man. You would have played, you know, some cricket in England. You played
not any.
No.
Yeah. Not anymore, I'd say. I mean, coming up, playing cricket, you know, growing up in the West Indies dressing rooms, and then going on to pursue cricket yourself. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's pressure there, but now all the pressure's off. It's just, I'm very grateful for the legacy that, you know, he's left and even being a part of that. So, it's no pressure.
Mm-hmm. And what is your greatest memory of your dad? Do you have one or two or three or four or five? Tell us. The greatest memory.
Cricket playing memory.
But both.
Cricket playing.
Both. If you have two. Cricket and...
Cricket. I'd say I didn't see him play that much, but I did. I remember, I'd say in the 1991 Test Series in England, West Indies, England. I think that was his last Test Series.
Right.
I remember the fourth Test in Edgbaston, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
And the series was tied at 1-1. One Test to play. This was the fourth Test, so there's one Test to play. Series was tied at 1-1. And I think he was trying to go through his captaincy reign undefeated. And West Indies were chasing, I think, 150 or 160. I could be wrong, but it wasn't a big fourth innings total. Mm. And I think we lost a few wickets early, like 30 or 40 for 3 or 4.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember him going down, putting the cap on, taking on a Sid Lawrence and a Phil De Freitas, and actually winning the game and ensuring that his... captaincy reign for the West Indies would be undefeated. And I remember the players running onto the field. I remember Geoffrey Dujon in particular running on and being particularly, you know, happy and jubilant in the fact that West Indies would not have lost that series. And they brought him off like a king. You know, they lifted him up on their shoulders and brought him off the field. All the fans were on the field and stuff. That's the memory that really stands out to me.
Mm. Final question. What are you doing now there, Smalley?
Well, before I was in the retail game, I was selling sneakers and art.
Okay.
And now I'm, you know, this opportunity, I've been speaking to my a mentor of mine, Hugh Gore.
Oh, yes,
Hugh Gore. And he's always mentioned to me about doing commentary.
Right.
Yeah, doing commentary or becoming like a cricket analyst. Mm-hmm. And this opportunity has arisen, and I'm just planning to take it with both arms.
Wonderful. Well, you're on tomorrow on radio. I'm sure that many people will be listening to you. And from our reports, you're going to do a good job. Can we sneak a final call in? I think we can. Time flies so quickly when you're not having fun. All right, let's take a call. Hello, welcome. Listen, yes.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hey, Randall.
Good evening. What's up?
Yes.
Good evening to you and your panel.
Yes.
Now, I'm just going back to like the tournament in England, and then it was New Zealand. You know that we played our own selves in the warm-up games, and fellas got some good runs. We went to New Zealand. We did a similar thing. Mm-hmm. And when we came to the test matches, then it was something completely different. I see now here that in Antigua, we are doing a similar thing, preparing for the test match. I hope, it would seem that, I think that we have to start the innings with a long on and a long off and a deep backward square.
Oh, dear.
For the Sri Lankan youngsters that are playing, because some of these same guys who are opening the batting in the 2020 are technically the test players. And see that they don't jerk at the ball. The ball is hit the back face fairly good.
Mm-hmm.
So the ball going to be going down to long on and long off fairly often. So it'll be going to start the field of second half, start with that two or three people that I told you about.
Mm-hmm.
But I wish them well. It doesn't matter as far as me who captain decide. I would like Holder to maintain the captaincy.
Right.
And if Holder don't get back the captaincy, then I can understand what the score, how the score is really playing. But you see these big boys that you talk about that you bring back,
yes,
they would not be able to be fit for the World Cup.
All right. Thanks.
None of them.
Thanks, Randolph. We got to go. We just got another couple of seconds left on the show. Ian, quickly, 30 seconds. The three ODIs start tomorrow. What do you think? Ian?
Oh, I expect it to be a close series. Sri Lanka will have been buoyed by their success,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to be important that the pitches are conducive to mm-hmm. Good stroke play.
Right.
Quickly, Andrew, I want to say congratulations to young Rifa, the umpire, and his first outing.
Yes,
I think he's
getting
a better call himself. And more importantly, I understand that Gregory Brafley
is going to be doing the test matches.
Is going to be given the opportunity as well. So I want to wish him well.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll take the opportunity now as well to tell Mali all the best in his career.
Quick 30 seconds from you, Frankie. What do you think tomorrow? If we can win and win the series?
It's going to be a tough one. Hopefully, we find some solution to play the spin.
Mm.
So I'm going for 2-1 West Indies.
2-1 West Indies. Johnny, what do you think?
Yeah, I think that I think 2-1 is, I think West Indies have every chance at 2-1. I think they'll perform a little bit better in the, in the 50-over game. Again, you don't have to go hard at the ball. And I think they've got the firepower and capability to deal with the Sri Lanka spinners over 50 overs.
Are we going to end with you, Mali? You get the final word. What do you think?
Like I said before, a series is going to come down to how we tackle these Sri Lankan spinners. Shiv said it perfectly. We're not picking them. So I don't know what's changing between the T20 series and tomorrow. So it'll be interesting to see how we go about it.
Right.
But I'm not that confident, I must say.
Okay, Well, of course, truth is not always popular, but truth is always right. We want to thank you, Ian Bradshaw. Nice to see you, as usual. Franklin Rose saying in Jamaica that Chris Gayle should go to fine leg and backward square. We also have Johnny Buran as well, and of course, Mally Richards, and of course, my co-host, Dr. Andrew Ford. I'm Andrew Mason. Here's hoping for a better tomorrow. It's good night.